الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم كما حسنت خلقنا حسن خلقنا. O Allah, make our manners, our behaviors as beautiful as our creation. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Dear Muslims, the title of this khutbah is Emotional Intelligence, الذكاء العاطفي. سورة النحل, سورة 16, verse number 90. Ibn Mas'ud says, this is the most encompassing, comprehensive verse in the Holy Quran. In this verse, verse 16, Surah 90, Allah Almighty is commanding us with three things. And He is telling us to stay away from three things. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Allah is commanding justice, kindness, and to be good to your relatives. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ. And Allah is telling us to stay away from shameful, indecent acts, evil actions, and to stay away from transgression. Today, inshallah, we'll focus on the first two things. Al-adl wal-ihsan, justice and kindness. We will not talk about the adl and the ihsan. We will talk about the balance between the adl and the ihsan. The balance between justice and kindness, emotional intelligence. The scholars are saying adl has to do with the mind, the brain. And kindness has to do with the heart, the emotions. And the balance between the brain, the thinking, and the heart, the emotions, is very important. The mind is very rigid. Show me the evidence. Show me the numbers. Where is the receipt? The heart is very solid. Emotions is not solid at all. One drop of tears could change everything. The Quran talks about emotions. Many emotions are mentioned so many times in the Quran. The emotions of men, women, children, righteous people, hypocrites, kuffar, the emotion of fathers, mothers. All kinds of emotions are mentioned in the Quran. The Quran talks to the mind in a very simple way. مَا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِذَا لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهٍ بِمَا خَلَقٍ وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Allah is talking to the mind. Allah did not take a son. Allah does not have partners or gods besides Him. What happens if this is the case? لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهٍ بِمَا خَلَقٍ. Every God will have his own creation. The sun is mine, the moon is mine, this is mine. وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. They will compete. The Quran is talking to the mind. The Quran is talking to the mind. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تُحَجُّونَ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ وَمَا أُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاتُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. O people of the book, why do you dispute about Ibrahim? Is he Ibrahim a Jew or a Christian? Why do you dispute? وَمَا أُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاتُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ. The Torah, and the Gospel were revealed after Ibrahim. Why do you dispute about Ibrahim? The Quran is talking to the mind. The Quran is also talking to the heart, to the emotions. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه. Your Lord decreed that you worship none but Him. وبالوالدين إحسانا, and to be kind to your parents. إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. The Quran is talking to the emotions, to the heart. Be kind to your parents. Do not say a word of disappointment to them. Do not repel them when they get old, one or both of them, and be kind to them. The Quran is talking to the emotions, to the hearts. ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه. Quran is talking to the emotions, to the heart. Do not speak ill of each other. Would any one of you like to eat the flesh of his brother dead? The Quran is talking to the emotions. The Quran talks to the mind and to the emotions. So many emotions are mentioned in the Quran, more than 62 of them, repeated so many times. The emotion of love. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you claim that you love Allah, follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah will love you. The emotion of kindness. وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِّنِّي. And Allah is telling Musa alaihi salam, I cover you with kindness and care from me. The emotion of joy and happiness. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. The believers are happy with the blessings of Allah Almighty. The emotion of motherhood. وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمُّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا إِنْ كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَوْ رَبَتْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا. The heart of the mother of Musa was empty when she threw him in the sea. The emotion of fatherhood. وَنَادَى نُوحُ لِبْنَهُ وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَبْ مَعَنَا. Nuh called his son, and there was a barrier between them. Oh, my son, ride the ark with us. All emotions are mentioned in the Quran, even negative emotions. The emotion of disappointment. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam is making dua to Allah Almighty. Do not disappoint me on the day of judgment. The emotion of envy and hatred. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh Allah, do not put in our hearts غِل, envy, hatred. The emotion of fear. وَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. Musa was afraid when he threw the cane and became a snake. The emotion of mockery. وَالْقَدُ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. Oh Muhammad, messengers before you, they were made fun of. The emotion of sorrow. فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. Oh Muhammad, don't feel sorry for what they have done to you. And it's interesting, the Quran makes a direct relationship between the negative emotions and shaitan. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَن يُوقَعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ. Shaitan wants envy and hatred to happen amongst you. It'd be beautiful for us as brothers and sisters if we get into an argument or a fight or some sort of a heated discussion. This is from shaitan. The Quran is telling us to have that balance, that emotional intelligence between the heart and the mind. The Quran says, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. You are entitled to return evil for evil. That's adl, that's justice. This is what the brain is saying. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. You can return evil for evil. That's your right. فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. But if you decide to forgive and let go, your reward will be with Allah Almighty. The balance between the mind and the heart. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. اعْدِلُهُ أَقْرَبُ لِلْتَقْوَى. Let not the animosity of other people make you swear from justice. The animosity of other people, our emotions, Let's get even. Return evil for evil. Now, Allah Almighty says, no. Let that the animosity of other people make you swerve from justice, the mind. شُهَدَاءَ إِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكِمْ. And be witnesses for the sake of Allah Almighty, to Allah. Even if it be against yourself, or your parents, or your relatives. My heart and your heart says, my parent, my relatives, I have to take their side. Even if they were wrong. No. Quran says, now the justice. Be witnesses for Allah. Even if it be against yourself, your relatives, or your parents. And the Messenger of Allah is teaching us to have that balance between the heart and the mind, the emotional intelligence. Abdullah ibn Abi Salul, the son of the head of the hypocrites, comes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, O Messenger of Allah, my father accused your wife in her honor. He called you the most humiliated. لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ. Oh, Messenger of Allah, let me kill him. His father was a hypocrite, and his son was a believer. Look at the Messenger of Allah maintaining that emotional intelligence. He tells Abdullah, بِرَّ أَبَاكَ وَلَا يَرَى مِنْكَ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. Be kind to your father, and let him see nothing but good from you. For the Messenger of Allah, for any of us to be good to our friends, our relatives, that's expected. But for us to be kind and gentle and nice to our enemies, that's another stage. Be good to your father and let him see nothing but good from you. And Umar radiallahu anhu is putting this emotional intelligence in practice, in reality. In that years of drought, a group of young men stole from their employer, and they were caught. Adl says, justice says, carry the punishment of theft. Umar radiallahu anhu asked, why did you steal? They were not getting paid enough, and they had to steal to eat. Umar radiallahu anhu let them go for free. And he penalized the employer for not paying them enough. Look at Umar radiallahu anhu, how he's balancing emotions versus justice. In 1995, 1400 years after the Quran was revealed, a psychologist and a science journalist, Daniel Goldman, published a book called Emotional Intelligence, saying how emotional intelligence is very important for us to be successful in this life. And I say, and also successful in the hereafter. Because Allah Almighty says about paradise, its width is heavens and earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَالْكَظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Those who are control their angers. Those who have emotional intelligence, they're able to control their anger. And from 1995 until today, 50 books were published on this subject, emotional intelligence. In fact, companies hire coaches to show their executives how to have this emotional intelligence. That's how important it is. And he says in this book, few important things to maintain this emotional intelligence. One, think about your feelings. This mood you're in, the anger mood or the joyous mood you're in or the sad mood, how does it impact your decision? Quite often, our mood impacts our decision. Whether we're happy or sad or angry, he said, think about this feeling and ask yourself, how this mood I'm in is impacting my decision. Second, he says, strive to control your thoughts. You and I might not be able to control our emotions, whatever it is, but we should strive to control our thoughts. And this way we will not become slaves to our emotions. Hard to do, but think about it. Instead of making a decision, divorcing my wife or filing for divorce, when I'm angry and feeling sorry about it, returning an angry email for an angry email, pause. Walk away from the situation. Because this is not the time for me to make a decision. Third, and more importantly, he says, demonstrate empathy. What is empathy? Understanding what others are thinking about. Seeing the situation through their eyes. You're not necessarily agreeing with them. You're just connecting with them, seeing the situation through their eyes. Companies who are very successful in customer service, they let the customer yell and complain and shout. Let them express their feelings, empathy. They're not agreeing with them. They're letting them express their feelings. And this is something you and I could practice with our children, our work co-workers, our neighbors, our spouses. Don't interrupt. Let them express their anger and feelings. You're not agreeing with them. Let them express their anger and feelings. And last but not the least is to apologize. It takes courage and strength for any of us to apologize, to say I'm sorry. But by doing this, you are showing humility, a quality that will attract people to you, wallahi, humility. And by apologizing, you're not necessarily saying you're wrong. What you're saying is, I value my relationship with you more than I value my ego. May Allah make us among those who maintain emotional intelligence. Ameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي لا غيره ولا رب سواه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى. Allah is commanding justice, kindness, and to connect to your relatives. وجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها. You're entitled to return evil for evil. But if you decide to forgive and let go, it is best. The reward would be with Allah Almighty. And we do that by understanding our own emotions, that mood I'm in right now, how is this going to impact my decision? Controlling our thoughts. We may not be able to control our emotions, but you and I should be able to control our thoughts. And demonstrating empathy. Allow that other person to express their feeling, see the situation through their eyes. And being able to apologize. Because you say, I value the relationship with my wife, my husband, my children, my co-workers, my neighbor, more than I value my ego. A man who says, I'm sorry, when he is wrong, is honest. And a man who says, I'm sorry, when he's sure, is wise. And a man who says, I'm sorry, when he is right, is a husband. Allahumma ja'al jama'ana hadha jama'an marhuma, wa tafarruqna min ba'dihi tafarruqan ma'suma, wa la taj'al fina, wa la baynana, wa la minna shaqiyan, wa la mahruma. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذريتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا المتقين إماما اللهم هذا الدعاء ومنك الإجابة اللهم هذا الجهد وعليك التكلان ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وأقم الصلاة